Texte numéro 77. The Slow Farewell. At the beginning of 2011, the first of the baby boomer generation, born between 1946 and 1964, will reach the age of 65. Over the next 20 years or so, the most numerous, most successful and luckiest generation ever will gradually move into retirement. How will the folk who became famous for sex, drugs and rock and roll take to being pensioners? When the soldiers returned home from the Second World War, they made up for lost time. In America alone, nearly 80 million babies were born in those two decades. Other rich countries had their own booms, with slight variations in timing and intensity. Because the numbers were so large, the boomers developed a momentum of their own. They rode high on post-war economic recovery and increasing affluence. They fought for civil rights, but they also liked a good time. Their success made them confident, even assertive. The world was theirs. Critics claim that the boomers have bagged too many benefits and that their children and grandchildren will end up paying for them. Today's young people can no longer afford to buy the houses that have made so many of the boomer generation effortlessly rich. And they will have to stump up for their parents and grandparents' generous, defined benefit pension schemes. The contract between the generations has broken down. Another difficulty is something that ought to be a cause for joy and gratitude. People are living ever longer. Now America's official pension age has risen to 66, but people on average retire at 64 and can then expect to live for another 16 years. In many European countries, workers bow out earlier and can look forward to drawing their pensions for up to a quarter of a century. Increased longevity used to be seen as a one-off bonus from public health and medical care, but lifespans continue to lengthen at the rate of 1 or 2 years every 10 years, and those extra years will mostly be spent in fairly good health. Is raising the retirement age the obvious answer? That is what many governments have done. Typically, it is now 65 for men and rising. Such increases have sparked protests. Will those boomers approaching 65 actually retire? Some will, and some have done so already. But having led privileged lives so far, they are now finding the going a bit harder. Their state pension entitlements have been trimmed back, and what private provision they have made has also taken a knock from the financial crisis and property slump. Many feel they cannot afford to retire yet, and others are enjoying themselves so much that they would rather carry on for a while. For the most irrepressible generation that ever lived, it may be a long goodbye. Adapted from The Economist, December 2010.